Welcome to Afyomi Yushalmi. Here for the month of Tevis is sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan in honor of the birth of their grandchildren, Aliza Rochel and Rafael Simcha. We should always share in Simchas. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Nun in the Ohiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Alocha Aleph. We're starting up in Testament base in the bottom. The Gemara brings the Pasuk. How do we know that there's a difference if a person forgot completely about Shabbos, forgot that today is Shabbos, or forgot about the melacha? Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, the full words of the pasuk is ve'asa me'achas me'heino. And the Gemara understands the pasuk could have said ve'asa achas. Someone did something wrong. He needs to bring a carbon. Now you have an extra man ve'asa me'achas, and you have another word which is extra, which is the word heino. And you have another man which is extra, which is the me'heino. Ve'asa me'achas and me'heino, or three extras that we have in the pasuk for the drasha. So the Gemara Dash is like this: v'oso achas, v'oso heino, v'oso meheino. Three ways to read the pasuk. V'oso achas, dechayav l'kol achas v'achas. To be mechayav for every melacha and melacha. That's talking about someone who knows about Shabbos. He knows today is Shabbos, and he forgot, or he doesn't know these melachos are aser. Tafnun amud alef, heino lechayav l'kulam achas. The V'asa Heino tells you chayav for all of them, only one. And that's referring to somebody who doesn't know that today is Shabbos. He's chayav one chatos for the entire Shabbos. Meheino, what's the mum of the Heino? L'chayav alto lodos. To be chayav not only the melach itself, but to be chayav what comes for them from it, mehein, and to tell you that you chayav an atoldo. Says the Gemara, or name of Avodah Zarah Kosam and Dabe. Who says this pasuk is referring to? The Melachas of Shabbos. Maybe it's referring to Avodah Zarah. The Gemara comes to explain what we're talking about. Tani of Zake Komi Abi Yochanan. Zibeach, Kiter, V'nisech. These are three Avodahs that you do, either for Karbonis and La'avdil Avodah Zarah. Someone did one of these three Avodahs for Avodah Zarah. Means Zibeach is the actual Hakrova. Kiter is to do a ktara, usually means you put spices, and Nisar is putting the oil. If you all did it Be'el Mechas, meaning you forgot about the Yisra of Dezara, or you did not know about the Yisra of Dezara, and you did it all in one forgetting, Chayav Kolachas V'achas. He's Chayav in each one. So you see, you can't say this about Dezara, there's Chayav Be'heino, there's Chayav one Chatas for many. So that's what Rav Zakeh said. Rav Zakeh asked Rav Yechanon, it's impossible to explain the Pasuk on Rav Dezara. Only Rav Yechanon Bavloyo, you came from Bavel. Over at Biyodach Tlosan Army, it took you three rivers to get here, because there's three rivers between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Vitabros, and you broke. Meaning Rav Yechanon is telling him, you made this whole effort to come here, and you made a mistake. What's the mistake? The mistake is, Einu Chayav Al-Achas. When you do all these melachas, you have only one, and not three separate ones. So now the Gemara continues the sugyo. Adulet Perinei Be'adei Yesh Kanachas in Kaneinu. Before Rabbi Yochanan told Rav Zakeh that he broke, and we understand like Rav Zakeh that a person does three avoidas, but there's always chayav in each one. So that's achas, but you don't have eino, you don't have one chatas from any. I mean, the tav Rabbi Yochanan, once he broke it, once he said he did something wrong, yesh kan eino and kan achas, so you chayav in multiple, you're not chayav on each one. So how are you going to explain the pasuk? Says the Gemara, ve'ichem ba'avoidazorah, ba'avoidazosah, ba'avoidazakavoyah, b'shtachavoyah. So says the Gemara, there's different types of avoidus you have with avoidus zara. You have the avoidus zara, the normal avoidus for this avoidus zara. Meaning whatever is common to use to worship this avoidus zara. Then there is avoidus that are not necessarily common for this avoidus zara. But it's the same avoidus that you do in Beis Hamikdash. And if one doesn't have avoidus zara, it's considered to be an avoido. And then there's another avoidus called ishtachavoyo, bowing down, which is a special thing that stands on its own. And each one is different as the Gemara explains. When one does an avodah of the Zoro, that is the common way to worship this specific of the Zoro. For every avodah, he's chayav one chatos. But avodah sagavoya, if he did an avodah, which is not the normal way to worship this of the Zoro, but it's the normal way to do avodah in Beis Hamikdash, lechayev al kulon achas. So then he's chayav for all of them, only one chatos. Because he's not chaya for doing a void of this over the Zohar. It's not a void of the Zohar. But it's a void of Gavoya. So all the void is Gavoya included in one chatos. B'shtachavoyo l'chayav l'miktsoso. And b'shtachavoyo, one is chayav even at a portion in shtachavoyo. Full shtachavoyo is pishu yadayim v'aglayim, literally laying down on the floor. But if someone just bowed down, that's a little bit of it. So Yemei the Gemara says all this can, all the this pasuk can apply to every dezor completely. Chayav achas, me on each one, when it's the avoido that's been yuchot for this avoido zoro. Heino, when it's avoido gavoya, the don for this avoido zoro. Meino, even a little bit, a shtachavoyo. So this pasuk can apply to every dezor. So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Baruch Hiyo b'shem of Shmuel bar Yitzchok, k'siv im ha-koyin ha-mashiach yechto l'ashpasom. In that same parasha it says, that koyin ha-mashiach, if he does a chait, v'hiv hi par. So he brings par. That's what we're referring to these psukim, in a case that the koyin gadol needs to bring a par. Mitzvah sh'ha-mashiach mevi'a lehem par, that's what we're referring to in this pasuk. We say clearly in the pasuk that if a kohen mashiach went and did avodah zarah by mistake, he doesn't bring a par; he brings a seir like any other individual. So, if so, a korcho these psukim not talk about avodah zarah. That's why we apply them to Shabbos and not avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, Sivun is still asked: are we chalovim ve'arayas? If a person ate chalovim by mistake, or he was over an arayas by mistake, what's the klal there we're going to Kohen Gadol? This is the one that Avnuna would base. Hari HaMashiach mevi'a lehem par. In that case, the Mashiach does bring par. So maybe this pasuk is referring to Chaz Me'eino, regarding chalovim ve'arayas. Answers the Gemara, le'asin matin al devarim sheyesh lehem terlodos. Chalovim ein lehem terlodos. This pasuk has to speak about something that has a toldo. Because it says mein, something which is only a partial. By chalovin, there's no partial. A person eats is chayav for heavy kazais. Arayis, asab behem is same'ari kegoimer. And by arayis also there's no toldo. Because when a person does irui, meaning only the beginning of ma'ase bio, the Torah already considered that to be like a full bio. So the Torah already said that me'ari is considered to be like goimer. So you know, the mehena can refer to that. So this pasuk refers to the toilado, cannot speak about chalovim v'arayas, and that's why we say it refers to Shabbos. Okay, so now the Gemara that said this pasuk refers to Shabbos. So we learned there's such a thing called achas, that you chayav in all the melachas, only one chatas. But how do you know you chayav for each Shabbos? Someone forgot that today is Shabbos, chayav for each Shabbos. How do you know that? So says the Gemara, chavraya amrin, the friend said, Shabbos he la Hashem lechayev l'kol Shabbos haShabbos. Shabbos he, every Shabbos stands on its own to be mechayev one chatas. Omar Aveilo, Aveilo says, k'siv, another drasha. Kol oisa boi melocha yumas, lo oisa boi ubechaveir. Kol oisa boi melocha. You do melocha that, you have miso, and if it's b'shegig, you get chatos. Now you don't connect together two Shabbosim together. Im oma ina Shabbosim mitztarfos cholkos. So says the Gemara, if you're saying the Shabbosim don't join together, they should also split. What's the Nafkevina split? Someone who forgot or didn't know that this melacha is asur, and he did this melacha on Shabbos one, and then the next week he did it again. The mashmos of the Mishnah is the ischai of only one. Because the Mishnah says, you chai for each melacha. Not for each melacha for each Shabbos, but each melacha, even if he did it in multiple Shabbosim. As long as he didn't learn in between that it's asur, he is chai of only one chatas for all these melachas. But if you say that the pasuk teaches you that every Shabbos stands on its own, and in each one you chayav its own chatos, so you also split each melacha, you should be chayav in each melacha one chatos. So says the Gemara, now we have your two gersos. One gers says, Oma b'yisei baraboin k'shem she'eino mitztarat fors, kach ein cholkos. It doesn't join together, but it also doesn't separate. And the example to this, says Reb Chaim, is someone who eats something k'dei achilas pras. We know if a person eats something asur, he needs to eat kedei achilas pras. So if, let's say he eats a chalev, which is also to eat, and he eats half a kazais, but kedei achilas pras, he eats another half a kazais, he's chayav. If it's more than achilas pras, so then he's not chayav because they don't join together. But what happens if he eats a full kazais, and then after kedei achilas pras, he eats another full kazais? Is he chayav two chatoyas? No. Meaning the shear of achilas pras separates half melachas. The half melachos don't join together if they have more time than achilas pras. But the more time achilas pras doesn't separate four melachos. So also by Shabbos. When you have a person doesn't know about Shabbos, every Shabbos stands on its own. But if he knows about Shabbos, doesn't know about the melacho, the fact that Shabbos stand on their own, don't join the melachos together. The other gear Reb Chaim brings over here is k'shem she'eino mitztarfos kach cholkos. And according to this, the Gemara just asked the question, do you want to tell me that the same way they don't join, so they also separate and you chayav for each melacha? And the Gemara says yes. Each melacha the person does, the person, let's say, forgot that he now let her do melechas havara on Shabbos. He did havara on Shabbos number one. He did again havara on Shabbos number two. He'll be chayav to chataris. So these two gersaris argue if there's a chatos for each melacha on each Shabbos, or you chayav only one chatos for the same melacha that was done in multiple Shabbosim. Continues the Gemara and says like this: Gadol shenishba bin agoyim. You have a gadol, I mean an adult, that got captured between a goyim. So we talk about an adult to say that he knows about Shabbos, but now because he's captured, he doesn't know the count. He doesn't know what day is Shabbos. Rav Shmuel Chadal moynes shisha voice Shabbos. One says count 6 days and then do Shabbos, as Reb Chaim quotes from the Bavli, because that's how the world was created. There was a 6 days and then Shabbos. So he's going to do the same thing. He will count 6 days and then do Shabbos. He does Shabbos right away, and then he counts 6 days. Why Shabbos right away? Because when Adam Rishon was created, the first day that came after he was created was Shabbos. Ritzu by Elazar b'Shor Amnachin by Yaakov says, you know what you do? You do the following. He counts 6 days, and then he does Shabbos. But then, Chamisho voice Shabbos. Then he counts 5 days and do Shabbos. Arba voice Shabbos. He counts 4 days and do Shabbos. Shloisho voice Shabbos. Shnai voice Shabbos. Achaz voice Shabbos. It will change in every cycle. You'll do 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And what is the reason? Because he doesn't know what day is Shabbos. So maybe Shabbos is 6 days after this day. But maybe it's only 5 days after this day. Maybe it's four. That's why you will do all the options. So ask the Gemara Maramano, Ishtaboi bitloso, hu ovid bishupto. But if in actuality he was captured on a Tuesday, this whole cycle he's not going to do one Shabbos on the right day. Why is that so? Let's go through this very quickly. He was captured on a Tuesday. So he counts 6 days and he does Shabbos. What day will be Shabbos? Monday. Then he counts 5 days and he does Shabbos. What day will be Shabbos? Sunday. Then he counts 4 days and does Shabbos. What day is Shabbos? Friday. Then he counts 3 days and does Shabbos. What day is Shabbos? Tuesday. Then he counts 2 days and does Shabbos. Shabbos is a Friday. He counts 1 day and does Shabbos. Shabbos is a Sunday again. So he's never going to do the actual Shabbos if he was captured on a Tuesday. Says the Gemara, Rav Avi Chayle Litrein Machzirin Wovdo Shopto. The strength of this concept is that he's not going to do Shabbos in the first cycle, you're right. But when he gets to the next cycle, he will do Shabbos on the right day. Because if you continue this cycle, and he did Shabbos on a Sunday, he counts now 6 days, does the next Shabbos, Shabbos will be Sunday again. Counts 5 days and does Shabbos, oh, now Shabbos falls on Shabbos. And if you continue on, he counts 4 days and does Shabbos, Shabbos is a Thursday. Counts 3 days and does Shabbos, Shabbos is a Monday. Counts 2 days and does Shabbos, Shabbos is a Thursday. Counts 1 day and does Shabbos again on Shabbos. So if he does the cycle multiple times, he will have a Shabbos on the right day. As Reb Chaim points out, the same thing will happen if you'll be captured on a Thursday. You will need two cycles to get to a Shabbos. And if he's captured on a Friday, you'll need three cycles for him to get to a Shabbos. But the idea is that he will be doing a Shabbos on the right Shabbos sometime if he does this type of cycle. Ask the Gemara, don't you can ask, maybe he should keep Shabbos every day because he doesn't know what day is Shabbos. I think Gemara brings an example that from Nara Falmud Aleph. There was kiddushin done for him for a woman in the world, meaning he sent a messenger to do kiddushin for him. He doesn't know who the kiddushin was done to. So then Rav Yaakov by Acho Ispalgun said there's a machlokes. Rav Yochanan says he cannot marry any woman in the world. He doesn't have to worry about all women in the world, because Rav Shlokish says you go based on the roiv, but Rav Yochanan says he choshes for every woman. Meaning, what is the chashash? That maybe the woman he's marrying is a karoiv, is a relative of the woman who is his wife, and he can't marry her. So here in Shabbos, you should be choshet every day that maybe it's Shabbos. Answer the Gemara, Taman Yesh Lo Takana. There is something he could do. Yechol Eliso Giyoris, Yechol Eliso Mishucheris. It can marry a convert or a freed slave that she's not a relative to anybody else. Hochol Meistach, but here you have no solution, so you can't tell him to keep Shabbos every day. So the Gemara, Talmud Amin, but there they say, meaning in Bava they say, in Talmud Bavli they say, Choshesh lekol hayomim. He should be Choshesh every day that maybe it's Shabbos. V'hoise kedekiyu manefesh. He just does the minimum melacha to keep himself alive. So the pikuach nefesh, whatever he needs to do for kiyu manefesh, the little food that he needs every day, he does that, and the rest of the time, he has to keep Shabbos misofik. And Mashmah that Yerushalmi disagrees with this halacha. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Nun.